Repetition works. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Repetition works. We all are quite aware that repetition functions. Scientists try again and again and again. They work to replicate a given experiment, because if they can replicate that experiment again and again and again, and finally replicate it every single time they try it, then they say that experiment proves a fact. They say that experiment proves that whatever attitude they have in their mind about that particular situation functions. Replication seems to be something that proves a fact works. Well, now, we have been learning all of our spiritual life here with the University of Healing that thoughts are things. We have been learning that whatever thoughts we put into motion, they bring about the results of what those thoughts are. But that's not true. That's not true. That's what we have been learning, and that's part of what we've been learning, but it's not all of what we've been learning. Thoughts are things only when they are applied consistently, only when it is something that you have confidence in, only when it's something that you consistently do. Now, if you say, "I am a happy guy," and then the next minute you say, "I'm an unhappy guy," and then you say, "Nobody likes me," and then you say, "I have lots of friends," and then you say, "The world is going to pot, and everything is terrible," and then you say, "I live in a beautiful, wonderful world." Well, you are putting thoughts, causes into motion, and you are using the universal law of cause and effect, and you are using it in a most despicable way. You think you're going to get results, and you do get results. Your results are confusion. The results are always one more thing that apparently does not work. When you look at a practitioner and you see how a practitioner lives their life, and you see that a practitioner does not look at a person's problems but looks beyond the appearances, beyond the illusion that may be there, to the absolute truth. And as the practitioner does this, the practitioner experiences for himself whatever it is he sees as the original purity and integrity of the individual. Now, we know that ideas work. We know that the law of cause and effect functions. We know that when we put a cause in motion, it most likely is going to bring about that effect. And we also know that if we bring confusion into our thinking, if we bring confusion into our thoughts, then we will have confusion in our experience. Now, we may have had a condition in our body, in our life, for years and years and years and years, and it may have bothered the heck out of us and made us feel very inefficient, unsatisfied. We may have had a consistent situation that has been very ugly in our world. We may have had a misshapen arm that was not very nice. We may have arthritis or rheumatism in our legs or in our hands or wherever it may be. And then whenever a little pain comes up, we say, "Oh, arthritis!" Whenever a little pain comes up, "Rheumatism!" Whenever a little pain comes up, we give it a name, and the name is an inexplicable name. It's an inexplicable name because you don't know what arthritis is and what rheumatism is. You think you do. You read about it and you hear about it, but that's not what it really is. Arthritis and rheumatism are thoughts. All maladies of the body are thoughts. All perfection in the body is a thought. all idealism in the body is a thought. What is your ideal body? What is your ideal reality? Who are you really? Who am I? Am I my original purity and integrity, or am I the appearances that come along the way? Am I the little boy that was 5, 8 years old? Am I the young adult who was 16, 18 years old? Am I the mature adult who is 25, 40? Am I the older adult who is 85, 90? Am I something or other? What am I? Grandfather, immediately you think of someone who is aged. And when you think of mother, you think of a young mother who just had a baby and she is very full of life and vinegar and spit and all that good stuff. And you think wonderful about her. Well, as long as we're going to put labels on these experiences in life, then so be it. Those are the things that we will have that take place that we can do nothing about. And we can do nothing about because we put a cause in motion and we don't realize how terrible that cause is. Name it and claim it. Let's put a cause in motion for our original purity and integrity. Do you understand what that is? Do you understand what your original purity and integrity is? I don't. I don't know of anyone who does, but I know it's good. I know the original design for me as a being was very good. In the creative cause that brought me forth, I am ideal. I am wonderful. I am magnificent. We all are. But somewhere we went astray by taking on negative thoughts, by taking on thoughts that we might have arthritis, by taking on thoughts that we might have some malady in our body, in our mind, in our affairs that disturbs us and distracts us and destroys us from being our original purity and integrity. We can, and we may, and we will return to our original purity and integrity in our mental attitude, in our awareness. And once we return to our original purity and integrity in our mental awareness, then this is all we know for ourselves. You say, you're a girl, you're a boy. That's not hard to fight. Okay, you are 10 years old, you're 18, you're 20, you're 50. That's not hard to fight. I know that I am that age because I was born on a specific day and a specific hour and a specific place, and I had a specific mom and dad, and I have a specific cultural background, and I have specific limitations that bind me for my life. Oh, yes, I do. We all have those specific limitations that bind us for our life, and we think, ho-ho, there's no way we can get around it. No way we can get around it. We were born black. We were born Indian. We were born Chinese. We were born white. We were born Scandinavian. We were born whatever, German, French. We were born whatever nationality we may be. Whatever color we may be. Whatever attitude we may be. And there are some who are born that way who do not see themselves born that way. They do not see themselves born in any limitation. They do not see themselves born of any parents who had things about them that would be inherited, bad things. All we see about ourselves is that we are our original purity and integrity. We are the original concept, the divine concept, the ideal concept of a human being. But we are even more than that. Ho, ho, we are even more than that. We are the original concept of a divine being. Oh, yes, we're human. That's our choice. Oh, yes, we are physical. That's our choice. Oh, yes, the animals are what they are, and birds are what they are, and plants and trees and flowers and birds and bees, they all are what they are. But do they have to be? Do some people rise out of the experience that they were born into as the phoenix rising out of the ashes of itself? being that noble, original purity that it is, rising out of all of the limitation that the past might have brought, or the unlimited aspects. In every family, there are great people. Ellen has two kittens, and they're both of the same family, and they are so different from one another. Their personality is so tremendously different, and Ellen was saying, they're so tremendously different, they're so wonderfully different, they're so beautiful. And I said, Ellen, think about it. In every family in the world, well, no matter what that family may be, birds, people, animals, in every family, each individual in that family is different from the other. Each one is unique and special because each is working on its own original purity and integrity. Each is rising like the phoenix out of itself, out of its own family, out of its own background, into the present of being the ideal being that it is. Oh, we can do that too. And we do that from time to time. From moment to moment, we do that like the scientists. We are able to replicate an action. And then, because we have bad thoughts or different thoughts, we can't replicate that action anymore. We wonder, what has gone wrong? What's gone wrong? Well, the ideal format, which we use to replicate that idea, was not continued. We put other aspects into that formula, and therefore the formula did not reveal what it had originally revealed, and we could not replicate what we had originally done. It's not that what we originally had done and do is wrong or incorrect or impossible to replicate. It's merely that all conditions must be the same. All conditions must be the same for that replication to take place, for that repeating action to take place and bring about the same thing again and again and again. If all the world lived by unconditional love, just unconditional love, that one thing alone, what great magic would take place in this world of ours? And in this life of ours, what magic would take place and how great it would be. But are we ready for that magic? Are we ready for that to take place in our life? Are we ready to stand up and be counted as someone who is consistent with our original purity and integrity? Are you consistent with who you know yourself to be, who you believe yourself to be? Are you using the same information, the same format, to replicate that condition in your life moment after moment after moment, day after day after year after life? Yes, we can do it. But to do it means we must be consistent. To do it means that we do not allow appearances to mislead us. We do not allow appearances to say that they are the truth, and the real truth is not the truth. That's what we're doing. That's what we do all the time. Every time we doubt our original purity, every time we doubt our genius, every time we doubt the magic and the wonder and the bliss that we are, every time we doubt it, we are using incorrect data. We are using incorrect information. We are using incorrect replication. And therefore, we will not repeat our original purity and integrity as we have done, will do, and so forth throughout our life. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for such a wonderful, glorious, fabulous life like that? Well, then be consistent. Be consistent to always know your original purity and integrity is there. to always view your original purity and integrity at all times, under all circumstances, and to be master, untouched by the appearances of the world around you that are ever-changing, and always stand up for who you really are, the truth about you, the truth about me. And when I do that, I will have perfect feet, perfect arms, perfect body. I will have a perfect mind. I will have perfect eyes. I will have perfect ears, perfect nose. I have perfect body in every way, every organ, action, function. My body is perfect. Oh my goodness, is that wonderful. And as I do that, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body every moment of my life, starting right now. I love you.